Hey guys, welcome to Attention Seekers. We are on episode 32, maybe the final one in Rosie's garden.
Right, so this is Attention Seekers Garden Edition.
And it's also the final episode that we're doing for this month on branding. Now, Rosie actually suggested the title of this, and that is Why Sharing Your Business Philosophy is So Essential. And a bit of behind the scenes look here, I was like, Rosie, are you sure about this one? It feels a bit like, you know,
grab a cup and let's talk philosophy.
Yeah, no, it's more like, who really cares? Who really cares? But she convinced me.
Have I changed your mind?
You've completely changed my mind. And in fact, I'm now thinking a lot more about how I can share more about my own personal philosophy, because the points you raised are very, very good. But before we begin, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
And yourself?
What did you have for lunch?
I had a little salad, like light kind of thing. You know, when you're in the sun, you just want to keep yourself light. What did you have?
I made myself a chili.
Did you find Tabasco?
I didn't find Tabasco. I put in some crushed chili seeds.
Lovely.
Just because I like things spicy.
You like that kick.
I like the kick. I like the kick.
We're learning things about, like, you know, so now the our listeners know that I have a long white beard. I'm 30. I don't do spicy. And about you, they learned that you do spicy. You like the kick. And what else have they learned about you?
Nothing.
That you wear sunglasses.
I'm very mysterious.
Exactly.
Don't want them to know.
Exactly.
But what I do want them to know is my business philosophy.
Exactly.
But before we jump into any of that, I think it's best if we quickly define what we mean by philosophy.
So, for me, philosophy is a bit of everything from your beliefs, your values, the causes that you stand for or that you believe in or that you fight for. Of course, your philosophy is in, like, you know, how you see life, the purpose even that you have, how you go on about your market or your line of work, whatever it might be. The beliefs or whatever, like your opinions in a way as well. So all of it. It's just philosophy.
Let's make a distinction here. When you say business philosophy, is that, it's like a life philosophy. So your life philosophy is how you see and approach life.
Yeah.
But your business philosophy is how you see and approach business, right?
Fair enough, yeah.
I'm just trying to understand that for myself.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Talk about the values and purpose and beliefs and causes, do they have to be things that you're personally attached to, or are they aspects of your business that you're personally attached to?
I think that it can be both, as in, it depends, of course, on what you're building. So if we go back to the old, this is a personal branding, or the personal brand that I am building, I think that the business values or the business philosophy, generally speaking, needs to be aligned with who you are, because as we were saying in our previous episode, if people meet you and you are completely different for whatever you're preaching online or on stage, that's going to be a bit confusing. So I think that when it comes to building a personal brand, your business philosophy and specifically the values and the beliefs will be part of what you actually believe on a personal level. When you're going for, I think, more of a business brand, that can be both. But I think that in a very natural way, we always put a little bit of ourselves into whatever our business is, really.
So, beliefs, values, causes. I mean, causes is kind of self-explanatory. But what, can you give any examples of a business value that I might talk about?
Business value. So, for example, something very common that we hear a lot is honesty and transparency. So a lot of companies decide to have a full transparency. And that's a great value to share. So that can come out in different ways. Like, I don't know. There is this, hairstyling salon here in Rotterdam. In London. That was my previous life. And basically what they do on their Instagram profile, for example, they state that they believe in full transparency. So what they do is that very often under their, you know, those beautiful pictures of hairstyles that they will post, they will actually include a price transparency, little breakdown, which is something that most of salons don't really do. And they actually walk you through, it took us this amount of hours. This is the price for doing this because our hourly rate based on the experience of this person is this, this and that. So that's completely, you know, it's quite nice to see. And it already shows you, of course, you know, if you want to go to their salon, then it shows you already what you're in for in a way. But that's one of their values. So that could be one, transparency.
And it sounds to me like what you're also saying is that you can't just talk about them. You actually have to demonstrate that you are in line with those values. So if you do talk about how you really, one of the causes that you want to help out is with homelessness, you have to then, as part of your marketing, which it feels like quite a cold way of saying it, but as part of your marketing, you need to demonstrate that you are actually living those values, right?
Yeah, exactly. And of course, as we were saying, everything can be sort of starting from your own personal views and personal values. So of course, you know, if you don't really believe in transparency or you are a very, very reserved person and you kind of just keep everything to yourself, maybe transparency is not going to be the best value to include in your business because you're going to have such a hard time to really live by it because maybe you're just shy or, as I said, you're just reserved. So always just look at yourself and think, okay, you know, what can I actually pick and choose in a way to include or translate to my business.
Fascinating. So there are two major reasons why sharing your business philosophy is so essential. The first one is building trust, and the second one is allowing your audience to feel included. Can you talk about how sharing a business philosophy builds trust? Because we all know trust is one of the most important aspects. If people don't trust you, they're not going to buy from you. So if we can demonstrate that we are trustworthy, then we're going to see an increase in our ability to sell, right?
Yes, and it's something that I think we observe more and more, especially, you know, with all the digital world, everybody just being online with their businesses. There are so many people out there selling services, products, whatever they might be. So the audience or potential clients, they will always be in that position of, why would I choose this person over that other, you know? And of course, you know, one could go and take a look at the services and try and make a very rational decision. But as we were saying in one of our previous episodes, a lot of the decision making actually happens unconsciously and it's just like emotional. And that is very much based on trust as well. So trust is essential because in the moment that people, as you were saying, trust us, they buy from us. So to build that trust, there are many, many different things that we can do. And when we talk about sharing the business philosophy, it's key because people will feel that if they actually know you, if they actually understand what you stand for, what you care about, what your values are, they will think like, wow, I can actually relate to this person because, you know, if, say, as I was saying before, transparency is one of my personal values and you are a service provider and you are so transparent about everything that you do, I will feel that probably you get me because maybe we are similar. And that's when, you know, we are starting to build that trust. And this happens over and over with any value that or any belief that we share in our business and whatever the audience will see from us. And every time, of course, as we were saying, that we live by it, our audience will be more and more excited because in a way they feel that they know us, first of all. So it's like, oh, wow, now I actually know Rosie or Nate or whatever better because I know what they believe in. I know what they stand for. And again, I can relate because they are just like me.
And I think one of the great things as well is that once you share your own business philosophy, people can self-qualify, right? If they're like, oh, I disagree with this person's position, they'll be like, well, I don't really want to work with them. But that's great because, again, we're looking for long-term clients. We're looking for people who we get on with, who we can grow with, and who we're excited to wake up in the mornings and help.
And it's also, there is something there about vulnerability as well, as in, especially again, in this world where we live in, where everybody's just constantly online and a lot of people are just sort of putting up a face and be like, well, you know, oh, look at me, I'm living the life with my Lambo and my big villa and all of that. I think that people really appreciate when you actually show something that is a little bit more vulnerable and a little bit more real. And again, you don't need them to go ahead and tell the story of when you were, you know, I don't know, a poor student and you couldn't afford to get books, whatever. It's not about that, but it's actually that if you tell to somebody, you know, I love helping people because this is what I believe in, or I'm a bit of a feminist, and saying a bit is an understatement in my case, but every time that I make a statement online or that I say something that is in line with whatever I believe about equality, I actually see that people really think like, wow, you know, kudos for just sharing this, because, you know, it just makes you more human in a way and more vulnerable. So, and that's so powerful, you know, because again, there is that being relatable, but there is also something about this person is actually human. She's not just trying to sell me something. And, you know, that's quite of a feel-good thing.
I suppose as well, it's quite a scary thing to take a stand. And when you share your business philosophy, your life philosophy, whatever, you are saying, no, this is what I believe in. This is the position that I have. And if you want to come at me, do so.
Go ahead, yeah.
You know, because these are the values that I hold close to my heart. Similarly, you were saying before we recorded this, some of our, I don't know, more private chats where we have been vulnerable with each other and perhaps shared things that we're going through or things that we're scared about has actually meant that our friendship has become a bit stronger, because we now feel more comfortable, or we know that the other person isn't going to immediately judge us or kind of like tear us down when we do open up that vulnerable side.
Yeah, and I think that then if we
podcast
sort of...
Podcast for life, by the way.
Right. But I think that that's exactly what you want to reproduce on a business level as well. Because, of course, we hear this all the time, right? That it's all about the connections. If you go now and check out whatever business coach page, whatever it might be, everybody just says, oh, don't just like send a pitch to somebody whenever you add them on Facebook, or don't do this, don't do that. And everybody keeps on telling you it's all about connections, make true connections, and then the clients will come. But nobody actually really fucking tells you, sorry, pardon my French, how do you actually make that connection when you are online and maybe you don't have time, because I don't have time maybe to talk to every single individual person in my page. I used to do it. But now I'm like, well, I just have so much going on and so much to do. I don't always have time for it. But then whenever we show that sort of vulnerability or we share our values, then you are building connections. And of course, then you start taking time to connect with a few of these people and talk to them, and it changes all. But, you know, so why not take a little bit of a private life kind of moment and sort of applying it as well to business? That makes a difference.
The second point that you brought up is quite an interesting one, and that's allowing your audience to feel included.
You're looking at me funny.
Well, it's quite a weird concept, isn't it? Like included, yeah. in what precisely, and why do you think people connect to feeling included? Because it's true, we've seen that trend in a lot of the content that's been put out. Kind of the behind the scenes, just shot on your mobile phone camera. That's a very popular style of video now. Why do you think that helps build or is effective as gaining attention?
I think it just taps into one of our needs, basic needs of belonging. You know, I was talking to somebody, a dear friend of mine, and they said something about feeling that for a big part of their life, they were a bit of a lost soul. which is quite strong to say, you know, say that you're lost somehow and that you felt that you never really, you know, got your place into the world or something like that. And I think that, that's though something that, especially when we are teenagers, because they were talking about them being so young and feeling that way. It's just because we have that basic need of belonging to something, whether it's a family, a group of people. And that's something that is always with us. So whether we are kids or older people, we always want to feel that we belong to something. And if you think about it, from a branding perspective, this is actually the reason why, say, people like Lady Gaga, she has a name for her fans, you know.
Gaga heads.
Nope. No. Nate. The Monsters.
The Monsters.
Yeah.
Do you know Slipknot?
Yeah.
Slipknot also have a name for their fans.
What is it now?
The Maggots.
Maggots. Love that. Very, very creepy.
We come from a very different background, don't we? Where you're like, do you know the name of Lady Gaga's fans? And I'm like, do you know the name of Slipknot's fans?
Exactly. But, you know, if you think about it, though, why would somebody say like, oh, I am one of them or one of the other? Or why would I, you know, sort of relate to that?
And because I think they identify so strongly exactly. with kind of the philosophy and ethos that Lady Gaga, or indeed Slipknot,
yep.
put out, right?
Exactly. And that's exactly my point when it comes to sharing your business philosophy. It works exactly in the same way. And that's because Lady Gaga, Slipknot, they are brands. Our business is a brand. Again, whether it's business or personal, still a brand. And you just want people to identify with that. You want them to feel included and that they belong. And it's something I think so powerful. And it's also because, again, nowadays, with so much going on, you want to create that sort of level of community around you and people that would be ready to sort of take a stand for you and advocate for you and your services and say like, yeah, Nate's the shit when it comes to content creation, and that's what it is.
Boom.
Exactly. I'm kind of swearing a lot in this podcast.
You
I feel.
Are.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny the amount of the little E for explicit signs I see keep coming up yeah. On the iTunes page. It's all rosy.
Exactly.
I keep
Sorry.
A PG. Pretty great. Sorry.
Stop it.
The final reason that we were chatting about was that it also gives people an identity for themselves.
Yeah. So it's very much connected to what we were saying in a way. You know, if I can say, oh, I'm one of these people, then they, you know,
I'm again, a maggot or
I'm
a monster.
I'm a maggot or a monster. Somehow I feel better, you know.
You see that as well with other big brands, right?
Yeah.
Like I know people who they will never ever drive a BMW. They will
yes.
always go for the Mercedes. Or there are people who only buy Apple products and they can't even, they're like, oh, you know, I'm an Apple person. And people say like, oh, I'm an Android person, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's really about almost giving them something to identify with. So it's not only that we are, again, sort of tapping into one of their needs of having an identity, which is quite important, but it's also almost we are giving them an option to add something more to their own profile. Do you know, like with a dating profile kind of thing where you can tick all this stuff?
I know a lot about dating profiles, Rosie.
I thought so you would.
Some of our, by the way, listeners, I'm now single again and I've been doing a lot of online dating. And whenever Rosie and I chat, I was like, Rosie, let me tell you about dating profiles.
And I'm shocked by the amount of things really that are out there. Yeah. So, but if you think about it, so in a way, when you create that profile or any other profile, really, you always have to maybe like tick little things, you know, it starts very simple with, are you a female, male, prefer not to say, to, I don't know, like you would see all sort of questions out there and they all contribute to creating your identity. So before you know it, you have this little sort of persona or profile anyway about yourself. So in the moment that we as a business or as a brand, we can put something out there that people can actually pick and add, and like a little badge, you know, they add it to their identity, they feel better. And which again, that goes back to the trust and taking a stand for us and sending us referrals and all of that. But it really starts with, when I talk, for example, on stage, I talk a lot about having a voice, being voiced again, if you've, you know, maybe lost your voice, or I talk about self-expression. So I attract a lot of people that firmly believe into, you know, expressing who they are, and that they don't really care about how they come across, and, you know, so I give them an option to say, yes, I've been voiced again, or something like that, you know. It's not how I say it usually, but the concept is there.
It's getting hot. It's getting warm. The sun is shining because it's the summery time.
Okay, time for the summary. Thank you for the jingle. I never know where you're going to go with that. But today we've been talking about why it's important to talk about to share your business philosophy with your audience. And we started off by explaining what we mean by business philosophy.
So your business philosophy, just like your life philosophy, is how you understand and approach life. And your business philosophy is really no different. It's how you understand and approach business. So part of your philosophy are some of the values that you have, the causes that you stand for, the purpose of what, you know, business is there to do.
All of that. And we said, okay, why is it important? So we came up with 2 points. The first one was actually all around building trust. And that's actually important because, as we said multiple times throughout all of our episodes, if people trust you, they will buy from you. So whenever you actually share something more, in a way, more personal about what you believe in, what your values are, people will feel that you are immediately more relatable, and they will feel that they can actually trust you better because they know you better. So it's quite important to create that sort of personal vibe between you and your audience, and just put them in the position where they can say, yes, I actually know a little bit about Nate or a little bit about Rosie. I know what they believe in. I know what they like. So yeah, they are like me. I can trust them. I can buy from them. And that's going to be a good choice, you know, for them whenever they need your services. Point number two.
That is helping your audience feel included. So there is an innate need inside humans, and that's to belong. If you ever seen, I mean, that's how clubs work, right? That's why they have a VIP section. They're like, oh, what? I'm not in the VIP section. Now I belong to this other group of, like, not VIPs. That's terrible. But in a less insidious way, by you sharing your business philosophy, it helps your audience feel included. It gives them a sense of belonging within the tribe, I guess, that you're trying to build. We use the example of both Slipknot and Lady Gaga and the names they give their fan bases, maggots and monsters, respectively, and how that builds a fan base that not only loves them, but also is an advocate for them, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's quite important because in the moment that they can identify themselves as your advocates or identify themselves with something that you stand for, people will just feel that, again, they belong, but they also feel that they can just go out there and you know, try to convert more people from, you know, to become from monsters, maggots, or something like that. So, and please, guys, you know, don't think too much about what you're gonna call your audience, because I don't know if you know this, Nate, little trivial fact, but Benedict Cumberbatch, there was this whole thing about what are his fans called.
Oh, and the Cumberbitches.
Exactly, but nobody ever really settled on it, so there is a little bit of a discussion.
Well, he hates that name, doesn't he?
I know, exactly. But, so, you know, so don't overthink it, you guys. It's just
also, don't
community.
Really worry about that at this stage. Exactly. But just understand that it does help people give them an identity, because they can see, okay, well, this is this person's philosophy and I'm going to now accept that. As Rosie was saying, it's kind of like a badge that you can wear and say, this is what I stand for.
It's more the feeling, not the name.
So yeah, thanks for listening, guys. If you have any questions, comments, whatever, suggestions for topics you want us to cover, send them to rosie@writingwithrosie.com. Hello to all the international listeners out there. We love you as much as the people in the UK.
Exactly. And I think that we should say, because we always say hello to everybody else, but not the UK people. We are like the big chunk of listeners.
We're so sorry, UK listeners. It's, you know what it is? It's just, you're not as exotic.
Exactly. I love you anyway, you guys.
Well,
just
Rosie,
because I'm exotic to you.
I like you as a listener.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Remember to subscribe, leave a review if you liked it, leave a review if you didn't. Like I said last week, we're always looking to improve the episode. So thank you very much for listening. And see you next month.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.